Abul Omar Harei Olai, if somebody says Harei Olai is Mechayiv himself, stam to bring an animal for Korban, or to give money to Hegdish, but he doesn't have the money or the animal here yet, Loi, even according to Yehuda, Lechatchili should not do it. And Rashi says, because there's a chash, Dilma Posh of Loi Mechayim. Maybe the person will be a Pesheya, he'll slip, and he won't bring the Korban, he won't give the money. So you see, even according to Yehuda, it's not Lechatchila. So you see, the Mishnah says, a kol marich and a kol nodrin, and it only means b'di'evet. So maybe that's trying now Mishnah also, a kol shofim is even b'di'evet. Another question. For chol ha'kol, the Mishnah says, no, the opposite. It, like you want to say, it doesn't mean l'chatchila, I'll prove to you no. For chol ha'kol lav l'chatchilu. Like, isn't it simple that every time it says the word ha'kol, it means l'chatchila? And if so, when the Mishnah says in Erchim, ha'kol chayavim b'sukkah, everybody's chayiv to have a sukkah. Ha'kil chayiv mitzitzis. Everybody's mechayiv in the midst of tzitzis. So, hochinam, you want to tell me lav lechatchila chayivim? That you're not lechatchila? Hochinam, it lav lechatchila. You want to say it's not lechatchila? Hey, savad over there, lechatchila, you're mechayiv in the midst of sukkah. Whoever's mechayiv in the mitzvah. And avad, you're mechayiv in the midst of tzitzis. So, you see, avad, the word ha'kil means lechatchila. So, more like this. Chayivim loy kamina. If the Mishnah says clearly over the Hakol Chayovim, so we're not talking about that. That's Pshita in Echnami. Hakol Chayovim is Pshita. When it says Chayovim Pshita, that's Lechatchila. Our only shadow is like in our Mishnah, those Mishnahs in where it doesn't say Chayovim. Does it mean Lechatchila or not? Elam Yativ, so it says what? Hakol Soimchin. Everybody can make a smicha. In the Gemara Mishnah Nochus we had Echad Ha'anoshim, whether a man, the Echad Ha'anoshim, whether ladies. So Ochinami, they're also the Lav Lechatchila, it's not Lechatchila, Avada, that's the mitzvah. The Mishnah says, Akol Sancha means everybody, means it's the mitzvah Lechatchila. I will say, the Pasuk says, V'somach Yodoy, V'nirtza. Says, make a smicha and V'nirtza. Yeah. V'somach Yodoy, V'nirtza. So Mashman Lechatchila is supposed to make a mitzvah smicha. So how could he say there's no mitzvah smicha? Yeah. Again, it says the Somach Yod of Nirtza. Samora says, Nirtza in. So Samora says, Enechnami in. Ika Hakol Lechatchila. Like we're coming out now, Enechnami. Then when a Mishnah says, Hakil Shertam Akomarichim, it could mean both. Sometimes the word Hakil means Taka Lechatchila. Like in our Mishnah, there's mitzvah by tzitzis. The Ika Hakil the Yevit. Sometimes the Mishnah says, I call Mamirin Tamura, it's only B'di'evit. Elo HaKel DeHocho. So still it's the question then. How do you know to ask the question that our Mishnah, HaKel Sherpim means Lechatchila? Elo HaKel DeHocho Mimai. Lechatchila, who told you it's going on Lechatchila? The Tikshalot that you're asking is theory from the beginning of our Mishnah. To the safe of the Mishnah, Dilma may be B'di'evit, who maybe our Mishnah only means HaKel Sherpim also means only B'di'evit. Since you have some Mishnahs that Akel means B'di'evid, maybe it also means B'di'evid. And therefore, with Latik Shalachot, you won't have any question. Yeah? Latik Shalachot. So Marin says, or Malay says back to him, Ano Shchitosan Ksheira Kashali. To me, it's bothering Shchitosan Ksheira. That's what's bothering me. Yeah. The answer back again, with Omalay Ano Shchitosan Ksheira Kashali. When the Mishnah ends up and says Shchitosan Ksheira, that's what's bothering me. Midiktani Shkitosan Ksheira, since it says Lashna Shkitosan Ksheira, is Mashma Dievet only be Dievet that the Shkit is kosher? If so, when the Mishnah starts off and says Mechlal, Ti Hakil, Lechatchilahu, it's Mashma at the beginning of the Mishnah, it says Lashna of Hakil Sheikhtim, that for sure means Lechatchilah. Why? Because the Dievet, if the beginning of the Mishnah, Hakil Sheikhtim also only means be Dievet, if they made the Shkit is good, if so, Tata Dievet Lomali. Why does the Mishnah have to say two times B'di'evit? The Mishnah says Hakil Shechtim, and it says Loshnov Shchitos and Ksheira. So if they both means only B'di'evit, what do you have to say twice for? So this type is Mashm Hakil Shechtim is Mashm even Lechatchila. And then with Shchitos and Ksheira is Mashm only B'di'evit. So here you have to say the Mishnah is talking about two different cases. And one's Lechatchila and one's B'di'evit. But that's what's bothering us though. It's clear Mashm, one's Lechatchila and one's B'di'evit. So where it says yes. Omar Rabba Bar Ula. This is what our Mishnah means to say. Hochiktoni. Hakel Shechtin, everybody can make a Shechita. V'yafilu Tomei B'chulin. Even if the Shechit is Tomei, so what? They can make a Shechita on a Behemoth Chulin. Maybe on Kodshim he shouldn't do it. But on Chulin there's nothing wrong. He can make a shchita even though he himself is tummy. That's the Chiddush. Yeah, for the Gemara, tummy b'chulin malameimer. What's the havmina? Why not? There's no need to keep a Torah. So what's wrong? Why can't you make a shchita if you're tummy? It's a behemoth chulin. What should be wrong? Gemara says the Chiddush is b'chulin shenasu ataras hakodesh. Talking about true, the animal is an animal of chulin. But somebody is makpa that he only eats his chulin b'tairas hakodesh with the same type of tyra. Rashi says, he read Kash Rashi's pshita dolo huzru yisola tairas chulin chuleim. Stam Yisrael, his chulin can be eaten even though it's tamei. The answer is a person here was makpa chenas b'tairas hakodesh the kibbule, the person the kabbal upon himself like a neder. Lecho b'tairas hakodesh shiroitzu lahagul atzman b'tairas kodeshim shim yechosh lam moitoida. That's the Chiddush. This person accepted upon himself, even his chulin, no need for Taira. That's the Chiddush. Ksavar, our Mishnah holds that chulin, shenas, vataras, a Kodesh, is Kodesh Dami. Rashi says, v'chayiv lahavdu mid rabbonim mikol tumasim. And really, such a person has to stay away from all tumma. V'yafilu hochi, even so, Mishnah says the Chiddush, that shechtin l'chachila. And the case we'll soon see is of the Sakana Rucha Rashi, that the long knife that he's not going to touch the animal. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Even though this person is Mak Petit, is Chulin Betairo, still he's not a Shech the animal, even though he's Tamei. So Morris says, Kate said, away, so how does he do it then? Chirobi Matama the Behema. So how could he eat it? Maybe Sakana Rucha, he has to take a long knife. Vishaychit burn, he'll Shech with the knife. So the kid said, he only touches the knife, but he doesn't touch the meat. Therefore, the meat doesn't become tummy. So, I still ask the question. Maybe the second, the Kresh Liga Babasa, that he should not touch the Basa. Uru Mekdashim, but let's say it's Kodshim, it's a Behema Kodshim, then it means Lo Yishka, then you should not make such a Shchita. Why? It's Gzero, Shem Yiga Babasa. Is that to say for the Mishnah? If the Behema is Kodshim, then you should not make the Shchita if you're tummy, even though using a long knife. But v'yim shachad v'yam aboruli shloi negati, the person makes the shchit and he says clearly, I'm for sure that I did not touch the meat, kshera and echnami. Then l'may sataka is kosher. Yeah. So that's pshat the b'dievet of the Mishnah, that b'dievet of the person that's tamei made the shchit on the kotch, on the korbin, and he says clearly he did not touch it, so b'dievet, it's a good shchit. Then the Mishnah says, chutz micher shayt v'kotim, Tiafilu b'chulin greida diyevid namilai. By them, even by regular behemoth chulin, b'diyevid namilo. Not only lechatchila not, but even b'diyevid they should not do it. Why? Because Shem Yishua, Shem Yidrusu. We're afraid if they make the shchita cotton, maybe he'll wait in between, maybe he'll press down too hard, Shem Yachlidu, he'll push the knife in between the two simonim, and therefore even b'diyevid it's no good. But then it says the chulin sheshachetu v'yacherin ra'yunaisam. Then it ends off. But if somebody else is watching them do it, then l'mayis it's kosher. The chulin sheshachetu. Someone says a hi. In which case is it going on? That if somebody else is watching, that is good. Lem, if you want to tell me yacher shayt to the katan for the gemara Allah koi. That's what the mishnah just ended off from. If so, v'yim shachetu miboylei. It should have said v'yim. Now loshin of the chulin sheshachetu. We're talking about yacher shayt to the katan. So it's going back to them, it just should have said, V'yim shachetu v'cherim reynos nes kasha. What's lashon of a kulam? So it's mashma is something else. Yeah. The Morris says rather, atomei b'chulin. It's going on what if a person is tomei, shech bin chulin. For at the Gemara Noho, Amarki, he said, l'chatchilo nami shachet. He's allowed to shech l'chatchilo without somebody watching him. So it can't be going back to that. V'yela rather is going back to atomei b'mekdoshim. So if you have a korbin, and the shechet is tomei, if he makes the shchita and somebody else is watching him, then it's good. So we're still left no. We just got finished saying that the boruli sagi, that if the shochet is here telling us that he tells us for sure he did not touch the meat, then it's okay. So what do you have to have achirim very nicely for? Someone says yes. The case is going back to mekdoshim a korban, and the case is the less they come under the shaylei that the shochet is not here anymore. So therefore, we know the shochet was tamei and he shechted the korban. So in such a case, if he's not here, we don't know, maybe it's coming. But if somebody else watched him and saw him and saw the way he did not touch it, then it's okay. So Mura says, Ha'itame b'mikdoshim v'yoch enough could learn enough from over here. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. V'yosem enough, that's the Mishnah we had in Zvachim. Mishnah over there says, Kol ha'psumut sheshochtu shkitosin k'sheira. Says over there, all the psum and neka shkita, the shkita is k'sheira. Sha'shkita k'sheira b'zarim. Even by kochim, even a zar can make a shkita. V'noshim, noshim also can make a shkita. U'bavodim, even a nevi can make a shkita. U'v'tumeim, some as tomi can make a shkita. V'yafilu b'kodesh kadoshim, even by kochim also. U'v'vash liyu tumeim. The only concern is they should not be tomei for noigim b'bosa. The only problem is they can't be tomei touching the bosa. So as mash medir that l'chitkili should not do kochim. So Akam was saying that's trying our mission over here. So when it says yes, I tell you, ho iker. Here is the iker mishnah. Hossam over there, I did the toni, sharp sulim, toni nami toni b'miktish, toni b'mikdoshim. Since over there it talks about sharp sulim, it also puts in this case a toni b'mikdoshim. In the Chlamet, that's not the chiddish over there. But now Mishnah, that's the chiddish. And that we say, b'diyevit is good, meaning if you make an eshkita on kochim, so if you are tomei l'chachil, do not make the eshkita, we're afraid maybe you'll touch it, but b'diyevit, though it's good. The boy from North Carolina could be like this, Hosom Iker over there the Iker. To the Kodshim Koi, there is talking about Masechtas walking about Kodshim. Hoch over here by Chulin, I did the Tony Tomei Bechulin. Since the Mishnah wants to tell you in the Reisha that even though you're Tomei, you're allowed to make a Shchit L'Chetchila on a Behemoth Chulin, is Tony Nami Tomei Mimidoshim. Our Mishnah also puts in already that B'diyevid is good by Kodshim also. Not L'Chetchila, only B'diyevid. Yeah. So I must list the question. So we're telling us our Mishnah is talking about the person that's Tomei, and he shech thinks if it's Chulin, that's even Lechatchila. If it's Kodshim, it's only B'dievet. And again, why wasn't he Matama the meat? Because he shecht with a long knife, so he's only touching the knife, not the meat. So I still question, Hai Tomei Ditma B'mai, how did this person become Tomei? Ilai Meditma B'mais, if you want to say he touched the mace, so it comes out that this person has Tumas mace on him. If so, when he touches the knife, the halal cherub om rachmono, that cherub harayel k'halal. Avatumhu, litmuy l'sakin, v'yoz l'sakin,